the Israelites in the Old Testament.
第一次是他们从红海经过。
The first was when they passed through the Red Sea.
从这个以后，他们从这个埃及所代表的世界里面就出来了。
And from there, they got out of Egypt, what Egypt had represented, the world.
第二次是他们从约旦河经过。
And the second time when they are passing through the River Jordan.
从此之后，他们就进入了神的应许里面。
And after that, they enter into the promise of God.
这两次经历也应该是基督徒属灵道路上应有的两次关键的经历。
And these two experiences ought to be the two critical experiences, spiritual experiences of Christians.
你知道仇敌手里面有两个网罗，一个是世界，一个是自己。
And the enemy has two traps. One is the world, one itself.
因为我们走天路的人，如果要跟着圣灵往前走。
If, when we are walking the heavenly way, when we are following the Holy Spirit,
一定要过红海，一定要过约旦河。
We have to go through the Red Sea and also pass through the River Jordan.
我们先问一个问题，就是我们得救是不是够清楚？
We have to first ask a question. It's our when we are saved, are we clear about that?
因为怎么，如果我们现在世界里面，我们没办法清楚。
If we are still if we are in the world, then We are unable to be clear about our salvation.
然后仇敌把人陷在世界里面，就是让人不清楚。
Because if we fall into the world, the enemy does this. When we fall into the world, then we are not clear.
我们有一个新生命，起头要学一些基本的信心的功课。
When we have this new life in the beginning, we have to learn lessons of faith.
这个不是在埃及学的，是在旷野里学的。
We do not learn the lesson of faith in Egypt. We have to learn it in the wilderness.
不要以为在世界里面能学得到。
Do not think that you can learn this in the world.
神，这不是神的路。
This is not the way of God.
然后我们可以在世界里面经历许多的难处。
We can experience lots of difficulties in the world.
这些经历都是世人的经历。
These experiences are also experiences of the people of the world.
我们可能学到一点世界的坚强，世界的成熟。
Maybe we learn to be strong, to be mature. These are all things of the world.
也许甚至能看见一点点神对世界的审判。
And maybe we can see some of the judgment of God for this world.
但是只要陷在世界里面，我们没有办法认识神是信实的。
But if we fall into this world, then we are not able to know that God is faithful.
不知道神的信实，你得救不清楚。
If we do not know His faithfulness, then we are not clear of our salvation.
然后环境一试。决定就跟世人一样了。
Then when circumstances come, then our decision will be the same as the people of this world.
然后我们说要过约旦河。
We said we want to cross the river Jordan.
我们读两节圣经。
We'll read two passages.
那民数记十三章的27-28节。
In Numbers, chapter 13.
27-28节
Verses 27-28
我们到了你所打发我们去的那地果然是流奶与蜜之地这就是那地的果子
Then they told him and said We went to the land where you sent us it truly flows with milk and honey and this is its fruit
然而住在那地的民强壮城邑也坚固宽大并且我们在那里看见了亚纳族的人。
Nevertheless, the people who dwell in the land are strong. The cities are fortified and very large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there.
因此，我们许多属灵进步的机会。
Brothers and sisters, many opportunities for us to grow spiritually.
我们就跌倒在这个然而上面。
We fall in this word nevertheless.
有时候我们心里被感动，想要奉献。
And sometimes we are touched in our hearts to consecrate ourselves.
有没有真奉献一到约旦河边就显出来了。
And whether or not we truly consecrated ourselves when we come to the River Jordan, then we know.
约旦河的意义是在乎舍己的。
The meaning of River Jordan is on denying self.
不舍己，圣灵就没有路。
If we do not deny ourselves, then the Spirit has no way.
属灵的事就不能明白。
Then we are unable to understand spiritual matters.
然后仇敌不是让人看不见。
The enemy doesn't cause people to not see.
仇敌让人看见了不明白。
The enemy causes people to see but do not understand.
是听见了不明白，看见了不晓得。
And to hear and not understand, to see and not understand.
我们有人听了十字架的道。
We have heard the message of the cross, the way of the cross.
我们站在约旦河边不过去。
But we stand by the river Jordan and we do not cross.
一回到生活当中侍奉当中就全糊涂了
We enter back into our life and into service and we do not understand anymore
我们心里面会有怀疑的、
In our hearts there will be doubts
是很好的事情、啊、我们看见了这是难与蜜之地、
We see that this is a very good thing It's a land of that flows with milk and honey
但事实上是既是难与蜜之地也有亚纳族的人
And in reality, it is indeed a land flowing with milk and honey, but also descendants of Anak.
照这意思讲，一面是基督的丰富，一面是征战。
And we see that the fullness of Christ, and also on the other hand, is a battle.
你想要得到基督的丰富，你就必须进入征战。
If you want to receive the fullness of Christ, then you have to enter into battle.
不过约旦河，你就是在旁边看的人。
If you do not cross the river Jordan, then you are just standing by the side watching.
有时候我们说门外汉。
And sometimes we said you are like an outsider.
然后不管里面是什么样的感觉。
And no matter how we feel on the inside.
你不管听过多少真理。
No matter how much truth we have heard.
不管经历多少事情。
No matter how many experiences we went through.
因为我稍微壮胆，我觉得我们可以做一个属灵的判断。
We just make ourselves feel strong and then we can make a spiritual discernment
对弟兄姊妹我们要看看我们停在哪里、
Brothers and sisters we have to see where we are
我们如果在旷野还是在迦南、
If we are still in the wilderness we are still in Canaan
或者我们还是在世界里面。
Or we are in the world.
如果人在埃及，人就不清楚。
If people are in Egypt, then we're unclear.
如果人在旷野，人心里面都是抱怨。
If we're in the wilderness, then in us is all the complaints and murmurings.
我们自己心里实际知道。
In our hearts, we know.
有时候我们不是明处抱怨，但是我们在暗处抱怨。
Maybe we do not murmur out in the open, but we murmur within.
抱怨别人。
We murmur about others.
抱怨教会。
About the church.
有时候抱怨自己。
About ourselves.
我们抱怨的其实说事实很多时候没有错。
Indeed, complaints it's very real. It's not wrong.
事实就是有亚纳族人。
Indeed, there is the descendants of Anak.
我们要问我们灵里面的光景是怎么样的。
We have to ask ourselves what is our spiritual condition within.
我们心里面或者是抱怨
In our hearts, is there murmuring?
还是我们得着了基督的丰富呢
Or have we gained the fullness of Christ?
弟兄姊妹如果我们想认识基督的丰富
Brothers and sisters, if we want to know the fullness of Christ,
我们必须过约旦河
We have to cross the river Jordan.
我们进入那一个征战
We have to enter into the battle.
我们说过红海是我们对世界的态度，我们是要离开这个世界。
To cross the Red Sea is our attitude towards the world. We have to cross the Red Sea.
过约旦河，我们要进入一个征战。
For to cross the River Jordan, we have to enter into a battle.
从此，这个征战的原则要支配我们的生活的。
The principle of the battle will direct our lives.
我很快提一下。
I want to mention.
大家可以花时间读约书亚记第五章。
We can read Joshua chapter 5.
这一章里面说到，那一天耶和华在旷野兴起来那一代，在旷野里面兴起来的一代能打仗的男丁。
That God at that time raised up men who can fight at that time.
他们在那一天都受了割礼
and they were circumcised that day
然后他们在基甲就守逾越节
and in Gilgal they have to pass over
然后那一天玛拿止住了
And at that day, on that day, the manna stopped. And then they were weaned.
然后那一天约书亚就遇见了耶和华做他们的元帅。
And that day, Joshua met the Lord, the commander of the Lord's army.
这好像就是我们的经历一样。
It's like our own experience.
你知道，主不是我们的保姆。
The Lord is not our nanny.
他是要带领我们征战的元帅。
He's the one who is going to lead us, the commander that's leading us.
我们只有在征战当中才能真正认识元帅。
It is only on the battlefield that we can know our commander.
有时候我们觉得，弟兄姊妹，有些弟兄姊妹突然就变了。Sometimes
we see that brothers and sisters just, you know, all of a sudden they changed.
昨天灵是关闭的，今天灵就敞开了。
Yesterday their spirit was closed, but today it's open.
昨天满心是抱怨，今天满口都是赞美。
And then it was all complaints yesterday, but all praises today.
昨天好像捆绑得很厉害，今天就很轻松。
And yesterday they were in bondage, but today they've been set free.
我们也不知道为什么。We
do not know why.
弟兄姊妹，可能他暗中过了约旦河。
Brothers and sisters, maybe he has crossed the river Jordan.
属灵上真的开始起步了。
That spiritually has started begin on the road.
因为得着了基督的丰富。
And gain the fullness of Christ.
那进入了征战。
Enter into the battlefield.
神要把得胜的托付，就要托付给这样的人。
The Lord wants to entrust this entrustment of overcoming to this person.
我交通到这里。
This is my sharing.
我接着交通。
I will have my sharing.
想先跟弟兄姊妹读一节我们很熟悉的圣经。
I want to read a very familiar passage scripture with you.
是罗马书的12章第一节。
In Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
我之前读这一节圣经，总是想到活祭是圣洁的。
When I was reading this verse, I was think about this living sacrifice that is holy.
所以我常常有一个感觉，就是成为活祭的实际是这样的。
So I often have this feeling that to be a living sacrifice, it is this way.
就是奉献的生活过到一个地步，我就没有什么软弱了。That
a consecrated life, you know, I'll live this life, and then to a point, you know, I do not have any more weaknesses.
我之前听到弟兄们分享的见证。I
have heard brothers share their testimony.
说到有一些罪，有一些软弱。
That they have some sins and some weaknesses.
因着被主开眼睛,
because their eyes were opened by the Lord.
因着蒙到主的光照,
and they were enlightened.
这个东西从此就从我生命当中出去了,
that this thing left me from then on.
我心中一直很羡慕这个生命的表现。
I very much desire this expression of life.
因为我个人也有一个我非常希望能不能就完全出去了的软弱。Because
personally, I have a weakness that I really want to get rid of.
我今年的时候一直在为这个事情祷告。
I've been praying this year about this.
祷告到一个地步，我觉得主也答应。I
prayed to a point I feel the Lord has answered my prayer.
主有给我有力量的话。The
Lord has given me words that strengthen me.
也有一段时间有果效。
Some effectiveness for a while.
但是并没有像我以为的彻底从我生命当中出去。
But not like what I have thought, that it will completely be out of my life.
所以我一直为这个以为胜过软弱的经历有一些沮丧。
So I was much discouraged about this, as if I already overcome, but not.
我也一直在问主到底是什么问题。
And I asked the Lord, what is wrong?
后来我们年轻人的查经有读到一篇关于奉献的交通。So
when the young people have this sharing on this consecration,
然后弟兄特别提到主可以要求我们将身体献上。
that the brother has mentioned that the Lord can require of us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice.
可以献上当作活祭，是根据神的慈悲。
To be able to offer up ourselves is according to His mercy.
弟兄在后面又说，那什么是神的慈悲呢？
And what is His mercy?
他说就是罗马书第一章到第十一章所说的话。
It's a word from Romans 1 through 11.
所以我就又去读了罗马书的前十一章。
So I went through again to read chapter 1 through 11.
然后特别读到第六章的时候。
And when I came to chapter 6,
在第六章第十节那里说，他死是像罪死了，后面说他活是像神活着。
Chapter 6 verse 10, for the death that he died to sin once for all, but the life that he lives to God.
然后第十一节的地方说，这样你们像罪也当看自己是死的，像神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。
Verse 11, likewise you also reckon yourself to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord.
我里面好像被主点了一下。
I was touched by the Lord.
我突然明白了活祭的 reality, 活祭的实际是向神活。
And I realized that the reality of a living sacrifice is to live to God.
我不用再向其他东西活。
I do not have to live to another.
我的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
And I have been, my old man have been crucified with Christ.
所以我向神以外的事物都可以看自己是死的。
So outside of God, I can see myself dead to all those things.
我的罪，我的软弱。
My sins, my weaknesses.
我这个会犯罪的人。
Myself who will sin.
我的尊严。
My pride.
我的时好时坏的感觉。
The feeling of good, and sometimes I feel good and bad.
我之前其实一直有一个暗暗的盼望。
I have this hope.
就是追求主可以越追求越有尊严。
Oh, I used to have this hope that as I continue to pursue, you know, I'll have more and more
honorable.
I'll feel more and more honorable.
可以到一个地步不用占那个乞丐的地位。
Oh, that to a point that I do not have to be a pauper anymore.
我到一个地步可以不用求主可怜我这个罪人。
And to a point that I no longer need to cry out to the Lord to have mercy on this sinner.
但是我每一次都遇见失败。
But every single time I met failure.
每一次的这一个追求盼望都落空。
And all these pursuits, I'm all turned into emptiness.
后来我发现主借着这个每一次的失败开我的眼睛。
But I see that afterwards that the Lord used all these failures to open up my eyes.
主的路就不是这样。
This is not the way of God.
我们之前还读过倪弟兄讲属灵进步的一篇交通。
And we have also read Brother Nee's sharing on the spiritual growth.
要像拉萨路一生做乞丐
To be like Lazarus, a pauper all the days of his life.
一直坐到亚伯拉罕的怀里
Until he's in the bosom of Abraham.
弟兄在后面特别说这件事情是不能改行的
Brother mentioned later that you cannot change this.
这个是一生的事情
This is your life.
我就是一生都要求主可怜我这个罪人
All my life, I will ask the Lord to have mercy on me, the sinner.
所以我那一次在主面前重新接受了一件事情。
So that day, I accepted from the Lord this thing.
我就是这样一个人。
This is me.
我是改不好的。
I cannot change to be good.
我也是没有救。
I'm hopeless.
但是我不是自己的人。
But I'm not my own.
我今天是主的人。
I'm the Lord.
所以我可以再把自己给你。
So I can give myself to you.
我也愿意每次都再求你可怜我。
I'm willing every time to ask you to have mercy on me.
然后我觉得在我生命当中发生了一点事情。
I feel that in my life something happened.
我之前有很多的时候是越看自己越活在定罪里越不能往前的。
In the past, the more I see myself, you know, I live in that condemnation, I cannot walk forward.
但是当我真的跟主说我接受了。
But after I told the Lord, I accept this.
我愿意学着放下我的感觉。
I'm willing to learn to put down my own feelings.
我虽然还是不是很明白同死的事情。
even though I still do not quite understand fully, to die with him.
但是我愿意试着来经历一下。
But I want to try to experience you.
我发现很多的不安真的没有了。
I realized a lot of, that unrest is, it's already gone.
很多的谎言和搅扰也没有了。
And all the lies and all the that disrupting is gone.
我之前问的问题，我为什么还软弱也不重要。
And the question that I asked, why am I still weak? That's no longer important.
我可以向仇敌宣告。
I can proclaim to the enemy.
我是已经与主同钉十字架。
I'm already crucified with Christ.
这个是神已经做成的事情。
This is what God has already done.
这一条可以舍己，可以向自己死，向神活的路已经通了。
This way that I can die to self and live to God is already opened up for me.
所以我并不再需要一个胜过软弱的经历。
I do not have to have this experience of me overcoming this weakness anymore.
我也不需要再看自己我是不是又软弱。
And I do not no longer need to see, look at myself if I have any more weaknesses.
当我真的再回到主面前，我发现主没有别的要求。
When I go back to the Lord, I realize that He doesn't have any more requirement.
主唯一的要求就是我再把自己当作活祭给他。
All He requires of me is that I be a living sacrifice to Him.
然后每一次再把自己给主的时候
And every time I give myself to the Lord,
我就发现主还是有忘记背后努力面前的恩典
And I see His grace forgetting what is past but going forward
每一次我也发现我的主还在我的前头
And every time I see that my Lord is still before me
主还在引我向前
He's still leading me forward
所以我也还可以向前
And I can still continue
我与弟兄姊妹交通一节圣经
I want to share a verse of brothers and sisters
在以弗所书第一章第十七节
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17
yeah, 以弗所书一章十七节
Ephesians 1:17
求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们赏给你们使你们真知道他
That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him.
这里真知道在希腊原文叫做 epignosis.
Here the knowledge is epignosis. Epignosis.
Yeah, in 现在会 Dana 弟兄有跟我们解释过这。
Brother Dana has explained to us the word.
Yeah, 我想。我们真的需要看重这件事情。
I am thinking we truly need to pay attention to this thing.
Yeah, 年初的时候，我心中有一个祷告。
In the beginning of this year, I have a prayer in my heart.
我求主真的帮助我能够真的来认识他。
I ask the Lord truly to help me to know Him.
因为生活中有许多不得不面对的事情。
Because there are things in life that I have to face.
但我发现我的肉体在这件事情上会立刻有反应。
That my flesh has reactions to this.
也证明我就是一个属肉体的人。
And also proves that I am fleshly.
我在主面前悔改。
I repented before the Lord.
也求主帮助。
And also ask the Lord to help me.
救我脱离罪的捆绑。
To be free from the bondage of sin.
脱离肉体的私欲。
To be free from the lust of the flesh.
最好能够帮我解决这个问题。
And to even more so to help me solve this problem.
Yeah, 我相信用宗教的眼光来看这件事情的话。
I believe if we just looked with religious point of view.
可以说这样一个来寻求来经历主的人是一个还不错的一个基督徒。
And we would say such a Christian who's seeking and you know experiencing God is a good Christian.
因为他认识罪，他也认识肉体，他并且想解决这件事情。
Because the person knows about sin and knows about the flesh and wants to solve this problem.
甚至把这样一位弟兄或姊妹放到一个比较软弱的基督徒的团体当中，就是把这样一个。
If you put such a person among some brothers and sisters who are weak,
可能这样的人还可以被称为一个比较要主的人。
And then such a person will be called, you know, known as a one who really wants the Lord.
但是如果我们从圣经来看这件事情的话
，But if we look at in the Bible,
我们今天为自己的肉体 的表现而叹息。
We sigh for the expression of our flesh.
明天也为我们的肉体叹息。
And tomorrow it will be the same.
今天也在解决我身上的问题。
Today trying to solve the problems on me.
明天也在解决我身上的问题。
And tomorrow it still remains the same.
圣经中有一个人代表了这样的一个人。
In the Bible, someone represented.
这个人就是罗德。
It was Lot.
我发现这件事情的时候，我这个人很 shocked。
I was very shocked when I realized this.
圣经说他的义心天天伤痛。
And you know, his righteous heart was sorrowful.
但是他从来没有离开过索罗马。
But he has never left Sodom.
他是一个得救的人。
He was saved.
可是他看到的范围只有索罗马的范围。
But what he see all around him is Sodom.
他对神是一无所知的。
He doesn't know God.
虽然最后因着亚伯拉罕的祷告，他被拯救出来。
But even though at the very end, because of the prayer of Abraham, he was delivered.
但是他的眼光已经很难被调整和改变。
But it was very, very difficult to change his viewpoint.
我们知道他最后和他女儿之间所行的事情。
And we know the things that he has done with his daughters.
就落到了一个非常可怕和可怜的光景。
It was very
可怕和可怜的光景。
Very pitiful circumstance.
Yes.所以主借着他的话，让我们再来很严肃的来看这件事情。
And the Lord through His word wants us to really be serious about this matter.
让我们来真的来认识他。
To truly know Him.
呀，孙弟兄也在现在特会中说到，我们不只是在知识上认识他，而且我们要亲眼看见他。
Brother Stan also shared with us during WCCC that not only do we know to have knowledge of the Lord, but to really know Him.
我仍然愿意用神的家作为一个例子来稍微解释一下这件事情。
I want to explain it using the house of God.
神的家就是基督的身体。
The house of God is the body of Christ.
身体中有许多的肢体。
And there are members of the body.
我们每个人蒙召。
We have been called.
照着每个人属灵的恩赐。
According to the gifts of everyone,
成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
To be fulfilled and to build the body of Christ.
如果我们照着我们的理解和知识，
if we with our understanding and knowledge,
我们来看这件事情的话，
if we and look at this matter,
我们会一定会把重心放在肢体和恩赐的事情上面。
We would put the emphasis on the members and on the gift.
因为这是我们眼睛所能看见的。
Because this is what our eyes can see.
和头脑所能想到的范围。
And what we can, you know, in our mind we can think about.
我们眼见的和心里想的放在一起，我们来分析，来思考，这成为我们的知识。
And what we see and what we think about, you know, we come and analyze and this become our knowledge.
但是神的家，基督的身体。蒙召这些神宝贵的心意。
But the house of God, the body of Christ, being called, this is the precious will of God.
这些并不是我们外面的眼睛、我们的头脑来分析出来的。
This is not, you know, by analysis in our hearts or in our minds.
就算我们想，我们也想不明白。
Even if we think, we cannot understand.
难道我们就没有路了吗？
Then do we not have a way?
不，我们有路。
No, we have a way.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的，我们都有主的生命在我们里面。
All of us have been saved by grace. We have the life of our Lord in us.
圣灵与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
And the Spirit also amens with us that we are children of God.
我相信这是我们每一个弟兄姊妹都可以领会的。
This is what brothers and sisters we all can we know understand.
同样的，我们里面的圣灵也要带领我们进入真理一切的实际。
And the Holy Spirit within us will lead us into all truth.
在我们会问为什么前者的经历容易，后者的经历会那么难呢？
But we have to ask why the former experience is easier than the latter.
因为我们的灵的生命常常是受压。
Because our spirit is often being suppressed or oppressed.
我们的肉体，我们的体，就是我们魂的生命。盖过了我们灵生命的表现和表达。
And our soul life over kind of over our, it's over our spirit expression.
但感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
圣灵的工作是主动的。
The work of the Holy Spirit, it's
是主动的。
Active, sorry.
他安排一切的环境，带我们进入魂生命的尽头。
He arranges all the circumstances to bring us to the end of our soul life.
我们面对我们身上发生一切的事情。
And we, when we face everything that is, happening to us,
我们当然会跟主寻求。
Indeed, we will seek the Lord.
我们也会用自己的方式去解决。
And we also use our own methods to, seek the Lord.
最后我们自己发现束手无策。
Then we realize we are being helpless.
这是神的恩典。
And this is the grace of God.
到我们的尽头的时候，主的生命告诉我们。
And at our very end, the Lord's life, tells us.
你可以来寻求我。
You can come and seek me.
我们有一次，我们投降 ，surrender 在主的面前。
And when we surrender to the Lord.
很奇妙的一件事情。
Amazingly.
不用人告诉我如何跟主祷告。
We do not have to have others tell us how to pray.
也不用别人告诉我如何来寻求神的启示。
And we don't need others to tell us how to seek the revelation of God.
因为神本身就是乐意把他的启示告诉人的。
Because it pleases God to reveal Himself to us.
只是我们这个人不是单纯的。
But we are not being simple before the Lord.
我今天的负担就是我们。真的来思想这件事情。
My burden today is that we truly come and ponder on this matter.
也是接着前面两位弟兄姊妹的交通。
And also, the brother and sister who have shared before me.
我们一定要成为一个奉献的人。
We have to be consecrated to the Lord.
我们可能听过很多奉献的道。
We have heard, maybe many, messages on consecration.
我们甚至也已经知道奉献的道理。
And we know what it means to consecrate ourselves.
但是我们要求圣灵带我们进入奉献的时机。
But we have to ask the Holy Spirit to bring us to enter into the reality of consecration.
否则我们没有办法真知道他。
Otherwise, we are not able to truly know Him.
如果我们摸到一点点神的启示和神的丰富。
If we touch but a little of His fullness, of His revelation,
我发现我们的人生会发生何等大的改变。
And what a life changing it will be.
这是我的交通。
This is my sharing.
好，弟兄姊妹，我今天有一点负担，想跟大家交通福音。
Brothers and sisters, I have a burden to share with you on the gospel.
我们感谢主，我们上个周六啊，我们有机会有一个福音的聚会。
We thank the Lord that we have a gospel meeting last Saturday.
我们也感谢主，我们很多弟兄姊妹都现在很有负担，很有热心去传福音。
And we thank the Lord, many brothers and sisters wants to preach the gospel.
但是弟兄姊妹们，我们知道福音不仅仅是给不信的人听的。
And brothers and sisters, we do know that the gospel is not just for unbelievers.
事实上，福音对于我们这些信的人，对我们的帮助是更大的，或者说我们这些信的人是更需要福音的。
We will believe needs the gospel even more.
而且我们也知道福音是一个非常非常大的一个神的一件神的事情。
We know that this gospel is a great matter before the Lord.
事实上我们应该是就是一个正常，我觉得一个正常的信主的人应该是信主的时间越长越认识神的福音，应该一直走在这个认识的这个路上，这个过程中的。
I feel that that a Christian the more he believes, he ought to even know the gospel more and walk in this.
因为神的福音实在是太大了。
And because it is great the gospel of God.
所以我今天就有一点的负担，想要借着罗马书跟大家一起来交通一下神的福音。
So I have a burden to share with you Romans of God's gospel.
罗马书第一章到第十一章呢，它一个中心的内容就是福音。
Romans from 1 to 11, there's a very central message is the gospel.
是，其实罗马书第一章到十一章，它是非常的 cohesive， 英文就是 cohesive， 就是非常非常的 一致，非常非常的中心，非常的清楚，就只有一个题目，就是福音。
It's very cohesive. There is only one topic here. One message here. It is the gospel.
其实这在保罗的书信当中似乎是不常见的。
In the epistles of Paul, you do not see that often.
罗马书的第一章第一节一上来就非常清楚的讲到了保罗写罗马书一个很重要的一个目的，就是福音。第一章第一节他是这样说的。耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
And chapter 1 verse 1 it is very clear what is in Paul's heart. Paul, a bond servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle separated to the gospel of God.
对，所以整个罗马书第一章第十章都在讲福音，我想内容非常非常的丰富，我能领会的也非常有限。
The message is very full, abundant. What I can grabs is very little.
我想照着主在我里面开启的一些经文跟大家有点交通。
But I want to share with brothers and sisters what the Lord has opened up to me some of the verses.
首先是罗马书第三章第二十二节。
First is chapter
3:22. 就是神的义。因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人并没有分别。
Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference.
弟兄姊妹们，我们常常说我们因着简单的相信就得着了神的义。
Brothers and sisters, we often say that by simple faith, believing, then we receive this righteousness.
或者说我们得着了神一切的恩典。
Or in other words, we receive all the grace of God.
这个它的根据就是在这里，就是这三章二十二节。
This is where it is in chapter 3, verse 22.
我相信在罗马书里面可以找到更多的经文来支持，但是我自己是读到这一节，就是第三章二十二节。
I believe there are many verses that talk about this, but for myself personally, it's 3:22.
所以弟兄姊妹，这一节在说什么？
What does this verse tell us?
我们因着简单的相信神的义就成了我们的义。
That even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe, for there is no difference.
什么是神的义？这里说 righteousness of God.
What is the righteousness of God?
神的义我们或许摸不到，因为神他是在宝座上，我们很难摸到，很难看见。
Maybe the righteousness of God, it's hard for us to comprehend because he's on the throne.
我读到这里的时候，我里面的感觉是，这里神的义就是主耶稣在地上所有的义。
But when I read this, that the righteousness of God is Christ Himself when He was on this earth.
主耶稣在地上一切的温柔，一切的赦免，一切的公义。
All His meekness, all His forgiveness, and all His righteousness.
主耶稣在地上一切的义，因着我们相信他，都加给了我们。
And all the righteousness of Christ on this earth, because of our belief in Him, it has been added to us.
简单的相信，非常的简单，但是神的福音就是这样的奇妙，都加给了我们。
And by simple faith, that this is amazing salvation.
这是一节我想跟大家看的，然后我想接着跟大家看几节在第五章。
Some other verses in chapter 5.
第五章我们先看一下第十二节。
We'll read chapter 5, first on verse 12.
这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人。因为众人都犯了罪。
Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all sinned.
这里是讲到罪从亚当进入了这个世界。
Here it speaks about, Sin entering through Adam into the world.
我们再看第十五节。
We'll read chapter verse 15.
只是过犯不如恩赐，若因一人的过犯众人都死了，何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的赏赐。
But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by the one man's offense many died, then much more the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many.
岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？对，还看最后一句。所以这里是讲到基督的生命，基督的复活。
Here it speaks about the life of Christ and the resurrection of Christ.
因着我们相信主，所以都 也来到了这个世界，来到了我们这些信主的人的身上。
And because we believe in him and this has been given to us.
所以在第十八节，我们接着看第十八节。
So in verse 18,
这里有一句总结的话，他说：“如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪；照样因一次的义行，众人也就被称义得生命了。”
So here it has a it concludes here. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation. Even so, through one man's righteous act, the free gift came to all men, resulting in justification of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，这句在说什么？
Brothers and sisters, what does this verse tell us?
这句他是在说，你知道，对于我们来说，死亡在亚当的后裔身上是怎样的真实？
How real it is, death on Adam's descendants.
复活或者说生命在基督的后裔上也是一样的真实。
And this resurrection and the righteousness of Christ is the same, it's so real.
弟兄姊妹们，你觉得死亡很真实吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you feel that death is real?
我觉得死亡是一件很真实的事情。
I feel it is very real.
因为我们看见我们的亲人会死亡。
We see our close ones died.
我们也看见很多这个新闻上很多人他们也死亡。
And on the news, many died.
那最近我们知道，这中国的之前的总理他也是去世了。
And also, we know the prime minister of China died recently too.
我不知道大家看到就是或者说看到周围的人死亡或者听到这样死亡的消息，大家是什么的感觉？
I do not know how you feel when you hear all these news about death.
我觉得这是一个对我来说，我觉得好像我这个人陷到一个黑暗里面，就是有一个极大的权势在控制着这些人，也控制着我。
For me, I feel like I went into darkness. That you know, just it's like a power that is controlling the world and control and also it's coming to me.
Yeah, also to me. Yeah. 所以其实当我想到死亡的时候，我总是觉得是一个非常非常大的一个权势。
When I look at death, you know, it's a power.
那是罗马书里面其实也讲到死是如何进到这个世界的。
Romans also speak about how death enter into this world.
那他说的是，因着亚当一人犯罪，罪就进入了这个死就进入这个世界。
And because of one man's sin, Adam's sin, that sin enter into the world.
所以亚当的后裔，即便是在没有律法之前，他的后裔也都死了。
That even though Adam's descendants are before the law, but they are also died dead.
对，其实有很长的一段时间，我不明白为什么是这样的，因为既然
for a long time I do not know why it is so.
我们知道在神的律法里面，神其实是明确说，不可因子杀父，也不可因父杀子，个人要为自己的罪而死。
And even in the law of God, that you know, you don't die for because of your father or die because of your son, but you died for your own sins.
那为什么因为亚当一人犯了罪，他的后裔都死了呢？
But why Adam only one person, one man sinned, but then all the descendants are dead?
所以我这个头脑想不明白。
I couldn't comprehend with my mind.
我知道今天我也想不明白。
Even today, I know I cannot.
但是感谢主，主把罗马书，这就是我刚才读的这三段的圣经，在我里面解开了。
But I thank the Lord that throughout the three verses and He spoke to me.
感谢主，我们你知道死亡从亚当的后裔身上是怎样的出来了？这件事情就好像复活在我们基督的后裔身上是一样的。
We see that how death that you know that what happened to the descendants of Adam the same for us or descendants of Christ who has resurrected.
不需要头脑上明白是怎么回事。
We do not need to use our mind to try to understand.
我们只需要知道神的他的作为是叫死亡临到一切亚当的后裔。
But the works of God, the way He did it is to have this that death comes to all Adam's descendants.
正如他叫复活临到一切信他的人。
And just like He has given resurrection to all in Christ.
所以我实在是觉得神的恩典是在这上面显多的。
I truly feel that the grace is abundantly shown to us here.
神把亚当的后裔都圈在死亡里面。
That He has encircled Adam's descendants in death.
照样的，神也把所有信他的人，所有基督的后裔都放在复活里面。
and it is the same that he put all who has believed in Christ into his resurrection.
所以这是神的福音。
And this is the gospel of God.
所以如果你更多的读罗马书的话，你发现神的福音实在是大。
And the more you read Romans, then you see how great the gospel is.
我们知道一个人他不管犯了多么大的罪。
We know that no matter how great a sin one has sin committed,
他是一个如何如何邪恶的一个人。
How evil the person was.
只要他简单有简单的相信，相信主耶稣。
But by simple faith believing in Jesus Christ,
他所得着的报应就是永生。
What he received is eternal life.
这是向我们传福音向着不信的人说的。
This is what we speak to the unbelievers.
今天我想对弟兄姊妹们说。
I want to speak this to brothers and sisters today.
我们信主了之后，不管我们的生活是多么的软弱，
No matter our weakness in our life,
不管我们是不是又陷入到了罪里面，
Even when we have fallen into sin,
不管我们是不是去爱世界，去追求一些不讨主喜悦的事情，
Or when we pursue this world and things that are not pleasing to God,
但是因着我们相信主，所以我们的报应就是永生，不会改变的。
But because we believe in the Lord, we are saved, and it doesn't change that we have eternal life.
神向着我们的福音就是这样的坚固。
It's so what the gospel God has to us is so steadfast.
所以这是我今天的负担。
This is my burden today.
我盼望弟兄姊妹们能够看见神向我们的神赐给我们的福音是何等的大，向我们这些信的人何等的坚固。
I want to that brothers and sisters will know that how great his gospel is towards us and how firm it is.
所以盼望我们真的能够看见这个，我们能够有这个罗马书第十二章的这个，就是一个正常的一个反应，就是把自己奉献给主。
And because of that, I hope that we will have a normal response to the Lord in chapter 12 is to consecrate ourselves to Him.
好，我想我就交通短信。
This is my sharing.
我今天要交通的经节是民数记33章第二节。
What I want to share the verse today is in Numbers chapter 33.
摩西呀第二节。
Verse 2.
摩西遵着耶和华的吩咐记载他们所行的路程。其路程是然后后面我就不念了然后从五节到一直到37节。
Okay, Verse 2, now Moses wrote down the starting points of their journeys at the command of the Lord, and these are their journeys according to their starting points. And then I won't be reading, it's from verse 5 to 37.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 在这大家都很熟悉的42章中以色列在加比斯犯罪从36节从上面写着从以寻加别起行安营在寻的旷野就是加比斯然后36节
There are 42 stations and in verse 36 they moved from Ezion Gerber and camped in the wilderness of Zin which is Kadesh
37节从加比斯起行安营在何尔山以东的边界
And they moved from Kadesh and camped at Mount Hur on the boundary of the land of Edom.
Yeah, 我们知道以色列在加比斯他们因着悖逆、不信、犯罪让神的计划打了岔，然后他们在旷野绕行了38年。
We know that in Kadesh, the rebellion of the Israelites and that there was a disrupting to God's plan, and they continued in the wilderness for 38 years.
所以圣经在这里面那38年他们所经历的所有事情一个字也没有写。
The Bible did not record the things that they went through the 38 years here.
Yeah, 这37节的加比斯是他们第二次就是38年之后的。
It, here in verse 37 is after that 38 years.
其实在这38年中我想以色列人他们一定经历了很多他们认为很轰烈的或者是很属灵的一些经历。
I believe that during those 38 years, the Israelites may have felt very, you know, that they have experienced, they have had good spiritual experiences.
他们也看遇见了神的荣光。
They have also met the glory of God.
但是神一个字都没有写。
But the Lord did not record any of that.
一天都没有记这三十八天。
The Lord did not remember any of those days.
最近发生的事也显明主真的快回来了。
And all the things that are happening around us reveals to us that the Lord is indeed coming.
也是我们快要交账的时候到了。
And we have to hold accountable of what we do.
圣经也明说主手中有一本纪念册。
And the Bible also tells us that the book of remembrance before the Lord.
我们每个人见主后主会怎么写我们每个人属灵之后这一生的道路呢？
When we see the Lord again, what would the Lord have written in the book of remembrance?
有时候想到当见主时候，希望不要太 shock.
Sometimes I feel that we hope that we are not too shocked when we meet the Lord.
Yeah, 我们可能每个人我们所认为我们经历的我们认为一些属灵的做的一些好像大事的很可以夸口的日子，可能主一个字都没有写。
Maybe some that we feel things that you know are commendable, but then when the Lord, when we see the Lord, He did not remember any of those.
可能我们已经都忘记了，在日常生活中，我们靠着主得胜。
Maybe things that we have forgotten in our lives that we have overcome because of the Lord.
或者说我们在一些小事上我们忠心
or the little things that we have been faithful
我们在暗中为弟兄姊妹因着圣灵的感动的一个祷告
or when we prayed when because of the Holy Spirit's burden we prayed for our brothers and sisters
主却都记下来了
the Lord remember all those things
所以让我想到了真的是在马太福音二十五章。
So it reminds me in Matthew chapter 25.
那个义人说。
When the righteous person said,
Yeah, 什么时候我见你饿了给你吃的什么时候见你渴了给你喝的。
That when you are thirsty, I give you drink, and when you are hungry, I give you to eat.
其实他自己都不知道都忘记了。
He has forgotten all these.
但主记得
But the Lord remembered.
有些事情可能主也后面也说了。
The Lord also mentioned,
你没有坐在一个最小的弟兄身上就没有坐在我的身上。
That you have not done on the most little one, then you have not done on me.
我们很多时候我们自己的感觉我们好像很舒服我们最近很有主的同在可能主也没有记下。
Maybe you know when our own feelings, you know, we feel like, oh, you know, the Lord is with me and all these, but the Lord isn't remembering those.
但是可能我们有一段时间的我们在主面前跟主交涉，我们挣扎，我们因着一些痛苦软弱。
But maybe when some days when we are struggling before the Lord, and that we come to the Lord.
让我们一直跟主交通。
And we are having fellowship with the Lord.
最后愿意服下来。
And at the very end, we are willing to surrender ourselves.
我们属灵生命因着这样子艰难得以成长。
That our spiritual life, because of this difficulty, we is able to grow.
别人可能不知道。
Others may not know.
但是主记下来。
But the Lord remembered.
所以这四十二站的在这里写的其实对我们都是很大的提醒。
The 42 stations recorded here, it's a great reminder for us.
不是我们看重要不重要。
It's not whether we see it as important or not.
而是主看重要不重要。
But it's what the Lord sees.
圣经说
The Bible says,
应该是诗篇65篇说
In Psalm 65,
你恩典只成岁月的冠冕。
That with grace, you have weave,
所以提醒我们也特别深深的提醒我我这里只想提及两点。第一点就是去活在恩典当中。
To live in grace.
其实神给我们最大的恩典就是我们里面那死而复活的生命。
The greatest grace is the Lord giving us the resurrected life.
这42站提醒我们必须活在神的面前。
The 42 stations reminded us that we need to live before the Lord.
活在生命当中就是活在光中。
To live in life is to live in the light.
我们才能有属天的眼光拣选上好的而不是次好的。
Then we will have that heavenly view, viewpoint to choose the better.
Yeah, 我最近常常被提醒，我们常常因着拣选那次好的，拦阻了我们拣选那上好的。
That we have the heavenly viewpoint to choose the best, but oftentimes our eyes we go for the better and lose the best.
所以就像刚才弟兄姊妹所交通的，我们要常常求主赐我们让我们看见赐我们属天的眼光。
Just like the brother have shared.That we have to see and we have to ask the Lord to open our eyes.
在每天的生活中，我们应该拣选什么样？
That in our daily life, what we ought to choose.
第二是我想再 share. 其实刚才弟兄姊妹已经讲了，就是要对付肉体。
Brothers and sisters have shared on to deal with your flesh. This is my second thing that I want to share.
在走旷野的路途中耶和华神特别他是启示说的要世世代代和亚玛力人征战。
The Lord had sworn to battle with the Amorites, to war with the Amorites all the days, throughout generations.
而且耶和华神也说了要把亚玛力的名号从天下除去。
And to erase their name from the world.From the earth.
Yeah, 我们也知道亚玛力人就是肉体，代表肉体。
We know that the Amalekites are the flesh.
Yeah, 肉体是永远对神的旨意所不的。
The flesh always say no to the will of God.
我们要被神数算日子，我们想要遵行神的旨意，才能被神算数的话，我们必须站在神的这边，就是我们要对付肉体。
If we want to do the will of God and to have our days remembered, then we have to stand on the Lord's side to deal with our flesh.
这是我们一生的功课。
This is the lesson of our days.
就像刚才我们弟兄说的，我们不仅过红海，我们更要过约旦河。
Just like our brother shared with us, not only do we need to cross the Red Sea, we also need to cross the River Jordan.
也像我们前几个月弟兄一直交通的，我们要走信心的路。
And brothers also shared in the months before that we need to walk the way of faith.
那信什么呢？
What do we have faith in?
Yeah, 我觉得加拉太书五章二十四节是一个很大的一句事实，也是我们要相信。
I feel that in Galatians 5:24, it's a fact that we have to believe.
就是肉体和肉体的一切邪情私欲已经被钉在十字架上。
And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires.
求主让我们就是里面看见这是我们的主耶稣在十字架上已经成就的事实。
That we have to see this is indeed the reality that our Lord Jesus Christ have accomplished on the cross.
我们只有相信这事实，运用信心。
We have to believe this.And to use our faith,
我们才能在生活中主真的是能够靠着主得胜。
That indeed in our lives, then we can overcome, have victory by the Lord.
这个同死同复活这是我们的主观经历。
To die and resurrect with Him, this is our subjective experience.
我也想再次圣灵也是不断的提醒我。
And the Holy Spirit keeps reminding me.
耶和华是军队的元帅。
That the Lord is the commander of the Lord's army.
圣经也说耶和华是我们的旌旗。
And also our banner.
就是我们的得胜。
And that's our victory.
我们要常常提醒。
We have to often remind ourselves.
我们不能看人的软弱。
We cannot come and see man's weakness.
也不能看自己的软弱。
And not look at our own weaknesses.
对人不要有盼望。
Do not hope in man.
对自己也不要盼望。
And do not hope in yourself.
就像刚才我们弟兄所分享的。
Just like our brother shared.
神从来没有想要让我们的肉体改造得多好。
And the Lord has never thought about changing our flesh to be good.
虽然我们常常祷告求主加添力量。
Though we often pray for the Lord to strengthen us.
其实我们常常是那个力量是让我们是借着我们的肉体来讨神的喜悦。
But the strength, we often use the strength to use our flesh to please God.
我们要真的要只有单单的仰望主耶稣。
We have to, what we need to do is to only hope in our Lord Jesus.
我相信只要我们不断地认识这肉体。
I believe that the more we know about this flesh,
靠着主。
That by the Lord,
我们就能过得胜的生活。
Then we can have live an overcoming life.
还有一点我想被提醒。
One other point I was reminded.
这民数记整个都是就是军队。
The numbers
从开始他们驻营就是按军队的那种布阵。
The numbers it begins with the army when they are setting up camps.
而且数算人数的时候是二岁以上的。
When they count, when they number the people, is from 20 and above.
二十岁以上是可以打仗的。
Because those can fight.
我想我们彼此激励，我们要追求的这个就是生命的长大。
So we encourage one another that what we pursue is the growth of life.
这生命的长大就是不仅是个人的。
This growth of life not just individually,
更是我们这团体的。
But corporately,
这是神在末世的时候他的心意。
And this is the will of God in these end days.
个人的得胜者不会只追求个人的得胜者是不会让神喜悦。
An individual overcoming life, this pursuit, will not please God.
我们要一起成长。
We have to grow together.
持定元首。
To hold on to the head.
愿主赐我们智慧的心，让我们知道如何数算我们的日子。
May the Lord give us a part of wisdom that we will number our days.
将生命的道表明出来
and to express out this way of life
将来在基督的日子我们才不会空跑徒劳
that in the days of our Lord Jesus Christ we will not have run in vain and labor in vain
去做交通
This is my sharing
今天我也想跟大家交通罗马书一章罗马书十二章一到二节。
I also want to share with brothers and sisters Romans chapter 1
chapter 12
chapter 12
一到二节。
Verses 1 and 2。
我想我们可以再读一下。
I hope we can read it again。
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我这次特别想跟大家交通，中文翻译是慈悲。
I want to share with you, especially this word in Chinese is
mercies.
Yeah.
所以其实英文这里写的很清楚是 mercies.
And in Chinese is a different word.
Yeah, 就是因为中文的是只是一个词叫慈悲，但其实英文是 mercies.
Oh, in Chinese is like just one.Singular, and this is but in English is mercies.
所以就是是许多的恩典，许多的怜悯，许多的恩慈。
So a lot, it's many, it's mercies.
我们弟兄姊妹其实刚才都已经交通了。其实从罗马书的第一章到第十二章，就是在告诉我们神的许多的恩典，许多的爱。
And brothers and sisters have shared in from Romans 1 to 11, God's grace and His love.
我们知道这些恩典是夺不走的，这神给我们的爱也是夺不走的。
We know that we will not lose the grace and love of our God.
无论是
逼迫，是刑罚，是各样的患难，都夺不走这些恩典。
No matter it's this persecution, this tribulation, it will not take away the grace and love.
我们弟兄刚才也交通了，神今天救我们脱离律法，脱离罪。
Our brother has also shared with us that the Lord delivered us from law and sin.
所以我们不再罪不再做我们的主，我们也不在律法之下，我们现在乃在恩典之下。
That sin is no longer lord over us, and we are not under the law but under grace.
神是付了极重的代价，我们的主付了极重的代价救了我们。
He has paid a great price to save us.
所以他其实有权利来命令我们奉献。
He does have the authority to order us.To consecrate ourselves to him.
其实十二章第一节也说了。
And also in chapter 12, verse 1, it also says,
我们这样把身体献上当作活祭，这样侍奉乃是理所当然的。
It also says here that when we give ourselves to him, this is a reasonable service.
但是他并没有用命令，用一个命令的口气来要求我们奉献。
And he did not order us in such a way for us to consecrate ourselves to him.
他乃是以他的慈悲，以他的恩典和爱来呼召我们。
And he beseeches by mercies and called us by grace.
感动我们。
To touch us.
让我们心甘情愿地把自己归给他。
That we willingly give ourselves to him.
这就意味着我们有选择。
And this speaks that we have a choice.
我们可以选择奉献，也可以选择不奉献。
We can choose to consecrate ourselves and choose not to.
神绝对不勉强我们。
The Lord, He does not force us.
并且神不仅是以恩典和爱来呼召我们。
Not only God calls us by grace and love.
当我们真的好像回应这个呼召，我们真的奉献了之后。
When we indeed we answer the call to consecrate ourselves to Him,
我们能够更深的经历他的爱和恩典。
The deeper we experience His grace and His love.
在第二节的时候，他告诉我们说，我们要查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And verse 2, it says that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
英文写的更清楚，是 prove 是我们的一生好像变成神旨意的一个验证，一个证明。
It's as if our lives, our entire lives proves, it's an evidence for God.
而且这个旨意，当我们去经历，去见证的时候，你发现它同样也是善良、纯全、可喜悦。
And this will, as we experience it, we can bear witness that it is indeed good and acceptable and perfect will.
所以其实是恩典以至于恩典。
So it's grace upon grace.
是爱以至于爱。
Grace unto grace and love unto love.
我们最近读这个撒母耳记上。
We've been reading First Samuel.
我们都知道哈拿的祷告。其实是成为了那个时代的转折点。
We know that Hannah's prayer is a change of that times.
以色列人之前经历了出埃及。
The Israelites have experienced going out of Egypt.
过红海，也过了约旦河，进了迦南地。
Crossing the Red Sea and crossing the River Jordan and enter into the land of Canaan.
虽然可能没有把整个的迦南地打下来，但是他们已经有一些地方了。
Even though they have not gained the entire Canaan, but they have some place.
虽然可能也有很多的难处，也被其他的一些外族的人欺压，但是他们有士师。
They have difficulties and also oppressed by others, but they have the judges.
主也借着士师救他们。
The Lord through the judges delivered them.
所以好像日子过得还可以。
As if, you know, they have an okay life.
所以到了以利的那个时候，到了哈拿的那个时代。
So when it reaches the time of Eli and Hannah,
好像你看到连服侍的人都把主已经都放到一边去了。
Now we see that even those who are serving the Lord has already put the Lord aside.
他们好像真的忘了神是用许多的恩典带领他们，帮助他们，一直引导他们，他们才有了今天的日子。
It's as if they have forgotten how the Lord's grace and how the Lord led them to that day.
然后神在那个时代，神就开始等。
So at that time, the Lord started to wait.
神好像在等有一个人可以放下他自己所看重的。
To wait for a person to put down what he holds dear.
能够来体贴他的心肠。
To come and have them to be mindful of God's heart.
然后他等到了哈拿。
He waited and Hannah came.
一个很平凡的一个姊妹。
A very common, just an ordinary sister.
但这位姊妹心中是爱主的。
But the sister loved the Lord.
她在圣经当中看到了拿细尔人的事情。
And she read about the Nazarites.
所以她从她之前里面一直的祷告，只要跟主要一个儿子，变成了主啊，你如果给我一个儿子，我要让他终生来服侍你。
So in her heart, she has this prayer that, Lord, if you give me a son, you know, he will be a Nazarite all the days of his life before you.
所以他这样的一个奉献的祷告成了那个时代的转折点。
So her prayer of consecration turned the times.
这次我在读撒母耳记上前几章的时候
When I'm reading 1 Samuel, the first few chapters,
我真的发现神何等喜悦这个祷告。
I realize how the Lord truly is pleased with this prayer.
因为我们看到虽然撒母耳是在以利面前侍奉耶和华。
Even though Samuel was before Eli serving God.
但其实神是亲自在看顾保守建立撒母耳。
But the Lord himself was there protecting Samuel and also building up Samuel.
因为圣经明显就是撒母耳是在耶和华面前长大。
Because it clearly says in the Bible that Samuel lived before the Lord.
并且耶和华与人越发喜爱他。
That he's pleasing to both God and man.
如果我圣经没有读错的话，类似的表达只出现过两次，第二次是用在我们的主身上。
If I'm not wrong, then there are already twice that it was being expressed this way in the Bible. One is here and one is on our Lord Jesus.
是在路加福音那边说神和人喜爱我们主的心也越来越多。
That both God and man is pleased with our Lord Jesus.
所以你发现神心中实在是喜悦这个祷告。
Now we see that indeed in God's heart how pleased he is with her prayer.
哈拿自己也经历到了那个喜乐。
Hannah herself also experienced that joy.
我们知道撒母耳记第二章一开始就是哈拿把撒母耳献上之后，他里边的那个赞美。
We see that in chapter 2, her praise when she has offered up Samuel.
你发现这个赞美真的好像罗马书十二章第二节那边说，他真的验证了主的旨意是善良、纯全、可喜悦。
And here, indeed, you know, as she prayed this prayer, it's just like what Romans, in chapter 12 also said, she proved the good and acceptable, perfect will of God.
并且以色列民不仅因着这个祷告得到了一个撒母耳。
Not only through this prayer that the Israelites gained a Samuel.
后面还有大卫。
Also David.
后面还有圣殿。后面还有圣殿。
Oh, and the temple.
虽然可能中间还要经历扫罗。
Even though in between also Saul.
但是我们真的看到神因着这个祷告转移了那个时代。
But we see that because of this prayer, the times were changed.
所以神真的是以恩慈召我们，以他的爱和恩典呼召我们，奉献给他，让我们不断的经历他更深的爱和恩典。
That God indeed called us by grace and love, and then after that experience even deeper His grace and His love.
我想我们弟兄姊妹们刚才也都讲了，我们今天也好像在这样的一个时代。
brothers and sisters have also shared that we are as if in the same time.
我们今天可能跟哈拿一样，我们也在圣经当中读到了有关奉献的事情。
We also, like Hannah, read about consecration in the Bible.
我们弟兄们也常常跟我们交通奉献的事情。
And brothers shared often on this matter of consecration.
可是问题是，我们今天要怎么回应呢？
But the problem is, how do we respond?
我之前没有注意到，或者说虽然可能常常读罗马书的这两节，但是没有注意到其实神是用他的慈悲或者说用他的 mercies 来招我们。
Before this, even though I've read it many times, but I have not realized that here it says that God has called, you know, it's by his mercies that he calls us.
我不知道大家听奉献的道的时候里边是什么感觉。
I do not know how you feel within when you hear the message of consecration.
是不是心中好像就像那个拿到了一千两银子的人？
Do you feel like, you know, in the heart, it's just you have received only one talent?
我们不敢说主你是忍心的。
We do not say that, you know, God, you are being harsh.
但是我们听到这样的道的时候，其实心里暗暗的想。好像主你是忍心的，有这么严厉的要求。
But you know, when we hear these messages, you know, in our heart, maybe we would think by ourselves that God, you are so harsh.
但其实不是的。
But it is not.
圣经清楚地告诉我们，神是用他的爱和恩典来呼召我们。
The Bible clearly tells us that the Lord calls us by His grace and His love.
绝对不是严厉的，是忍心的。
It's absolutely not harsh.
我们只有经历，我们只有真的好像里面听到了主的那个爱和恩典的呼召。
It's only when we truly experience, you know, the call of His grace and love.
我们心中有那个愿意的回应。
That we have a willing answer.
我们要经历恩典以至于恩典。
And we will experience His grace unto grace.
爱以至于爱。
And love unto love.
这是我的教导。
This is my sharing.
今天我想跟大家交通马太福音。
I want to share with you, Matthew,
第三章一到二节。
Chapter 3, verses 1 to 2.
那时有施洗的约翰出来，在犹太的旷野传道，说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
还有四章十七节
4:17
从那时候耶稣就传起道来说天国近了你们应当悔改
From the time Jesus began to preach and to say repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand
我们都知道马太福音讲到天国
We all know that Matthew speaks about the kingdom of heaven
施洗约翰和主耶稣出来传道第一件事情第一句话天国近了你们应当悔改
John the Baptist and our Lord Jesus both at very beginning they said to repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
我这一次我们查到的时候我觉得这句话是对我们今天说的。
I feel when we have meetings recently of Matthew, I feel that this is speaking to us.
我们听到以色列的战争看见世界的堕落，看见我们自己里面的罪和恶暴露无遗的时候。
When we hear of the war in Israel and the things that happen in this world and also ourselves how we are,
我们实在要承认天国近了。
We have to indeed say that the kingdom of heaven is near, it's at hand.
末后危险的日子已经到了。
Perilous times are here.
所以我们应当悔改。
We ought to repent.
所以我今天想借着悔改讲两个点。
I want to speak about repentance. Two points on repentance.
第一个是在马太福音十三章的三十节。
Matthew chapter 13 verse 30.
容这两样一起长，等着收割。当收割的时候，我要对收割的人说，先将稗子薅出来，捆成绑，留着烧。唯有麦子要收在仓里。
Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather together the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn.
我想第一个点，我想对我们中间还没有信或者是不清楚得救的人说。
The first point I want to share with the unbelievers and those who are not clear on your salvation.
麦子和稗子要显露了。
The tares and the wheat are to be revealed.
主说让两样一起长，但等收割的时候先收稗子，扔进火烧。
And the Lord says, let both grow together until the harvest, and at the time of harvest, first gather the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them.
信与不信的一定会有分别了。
There will be a difference between the will be set apart the believers and the unbelievers.
马太福音第三章中间有一段第九节这是施洗约翰对法利赛人和撒都该人说的，他说不要自己心里说有亚伯拉罕为我们的祖宗，我告诉你们，神能从这些石头中给亚伯拉罕兴起子孙来。
In chapter 3 verse 9, what John the Baptist said to the Pharisees and Sadducees, and do not think to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, for I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones.
对我们今天来说是一样的。
To us today, it is the same.
有敬虔的父母不能使我们得救。
Godly parents cannot cause us to be saved.
有 regularly 来聚会不能使我们得救。
When we come to meetings regularly, that will not save us.
和信的人在一起不能使稗子变成麦子。
Together with the believers cannot cause the tares to become wheat.
亚伯拉罕的子孙也不能因着遗传可以逃脱审判。
And Abraham's descendants cannot inherit this life to get out of being judged.
所以我恳求在恳请我们中间，若是你有一丝的怀疑，有一丝的犹豫，我不确定我有没有重生，我有没有得救，请。我们在主面前认真的审查。
So brothers and sisters, if there are those among you who are not clear of your salvation, we have to come before the Lord to seek.
因为时候要到了，我们没办法再继续欺哄自己了。
Because the time is at hand and we cannot fool ourselves.
我想讲第二个点是对于确实得救的人说的。
And second point is to the believers.
我当在看到悔改的时候，我在想，如果对于不信的是我要认罪悔改，那对于信的人悔改是什么？
For repentance, for those who are unbelievers, they have to repent. But what about those who believe?
然后主就把约翰福音八章十一节的一句话放在我心里。
Then God put this word from John 8:11 in my heart.
是行淫的对行淫的妇人说的，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
It's to the adulteress, and here it says, she said, verse 11, she said, no one, Lord, and Jesus said to her, neither do I condemn you, go and sin no more.
其实我听到主的这个回复，我是很惊讶的。
I was very shocked when I heard the Lord's answer.
就是不要犯罪吗？
Is it to, you know, it's just sin no more?
我以为是一个更高的一件事情。
I thought it would be a greater thing.
然后我在读两节的圣经，提摩太后书二章二十一节，人若自洁脱离卑贱的事，就必做贵重的器皿，成为圣洁，合乎主用。
Timothy, Second Timothy
2,
chapter 2,
yes, 21,
verse 21. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work.
彼得后书三章十四节，亲爱的。
Second Peter 3:14.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们既盼望这些事，这些事指的是主来的日子，就当殷勤，使自己没有玷污，无可指摘，安然见主。
Therefore, beloved, look forward to these things. Be diligent to be found by him in peace, without spot and blameless.
我想我们的目的不是成为好人，不是追求无罪。
Our purpose is not to be a good man, to be sinless.
但是我们的确要讨主的喜悦，学习主的圣洁，可以进国度。
But we ought to please the Lord and to learn of his godliness to enter the kingdom of heaven.
我觉得没有办法欺哄自己，我陷在罪里，我过着污秽暧昧的生活，我有一天可以进神的国。
That we do not fool ourselves, that today we live in darkness in a sinful life and that one day we'll be able to enter the kingdom of heaven.
当然那条路不是自省，不是勉励自己，不是定目标。
That way is not to self-examine or set our own goals.
是刚才我们前面弟兄姊妹有分享到的罗马书的第六章。
But it is what brothers have shared with us in Romans 6.
罗马书六章七节。
In verse 7.
已死的人是脱离了罪。
For he who has died has been freed from sin.
求主真的借着圣灵带我们进入这个真理的实际。
That we ask the Lord that the Holy Spirit would help lead us into this reality.
我这次真的感觉如果我们真的想要进天国。
I feel this time that if we truly want to enter the kingdom of heaven,
没有办法在最基本的事上随便。
We cannot be careless in this very basic thing.
求主提醒我们的心对罪有感觉。
That the Lord remind our hearts that we are sensitive to sin.
认真的学习也对付罪。
And to be serious in learning and to deal with sin.
最后我想用罗马书十三章的一段话作为我们一起的勉励。
I want to use Romans chapter 13,
十一到十四节。
Verses 11 to 14 to encourage one another.
再者，你们晓得，现今就是该早睡醒的时候，因为我们得救，现今比初信的时候更近了。黑夜已深，白昼将近，我们就当脱去暧昧的行为，带上光明的兵器，行事为人要端正，好像行在白昼，不可荒宴醉酒，不可好色邪荡。不可争竞嫉妒，总要披戴主耶稣基督，不要为肉体安排去放纵私欲。
And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light.Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust.
求主鉴察我们的心，不欺哄自己。
That the Lord search our hearts that we do not fool ourselves.
在最后天国近了的时候。
When at this very end, when the heaven, the kingdom of heaven is near.
我们在最基本的事上在主面前有操练。
And that we exercise all these matters, very basic matters before the Lord.
我要跟大家交通一个能生的生命。
I want to share with you a life that can bear life.
一个基督徒如果他的生命是正常的、健康的。
A Christian's life that is normal, that is healthy.
他一定是一个饥渴的人。
It's one that is thirsty.
他向着主有所要的，他里面不满足。
And some has want before the Lord, is not satisfied within.
另外一面，他是一个给的人。
And on the other hand, it's one that gives.
他是一个能生的人。
One that can bear life.
他能够把生命带给人。
Can bring life to others.
有人会因着他信主。
others would come to believe because of him.
因着他会爱主。
Because of him will love the Lord.
因着这个人会起来追求主。
And because of the person will rise up to pursue the Lord.
从一个生命能够再生出来一个生命。
And from this life can bear another life.
世人只要得到就满足。
And the people of this world receive and it's fulfilled.
只为了我自己。
It's for ourselves.
但一个基督徒的生命不是这样。
But a Christian's life is not like this.
他即使得着祝福，得着主，他仍不满足。
Even though he has gained, the Lord has all this, he's not satisfied.
只有当他能够给出去。
It's only when he can give.
只有能够当他的生命能够生出一个新的生命来。
When his life can bear life.
他才能够真的满足。
Then he can truly be satisfied.
因为我们的主要让我们成为一个管道。
Because the Lord wants us to be a channel.
别人可以因着我们能够得着生命。
And others can receive life because of us.
当我们从主有所得。
Because when we receive from the Lord.
同时我们又能给出去。
And we can also give.
又能生出新的人信主爱主。
And life is born and to love God.
那才是一个基督徒里面的满足。
And that is the satisfaction in a Christian's heart.
哈拿生不出来生命。
Hannah couldn't born life.
有一个对头在那里刺激他。
Because there is an enemy.
在撒母耳记第一章第八节里面。
Because the enemy was provoking her in Samuel, First Samuel, chapter 1 verse 8.
她丈夫问了她三个问题。
Her husband asked her three questions.
其实中文没有写得很清楚。
In Chinese, it wasn't very clearly stated.
她丈夫问她，你为什么哭泣？
Her husband asked her, why do you weep?
你为什么不吃饭？
Why do you not eat?
你为什么心里愁闷？
Why is your heart grieved?
这里有一个人因着他生不出来一个生命
because this person couldn't bear life
他哭泣
she was weeping
他不吃饭
she does not eat
他心中愁闷
she was grieved in her heart
弟兄姊妹在我们信主这么长久以来
brothers and sisters in the days that we have believed in the Lord
你有没有因着你的生命没有办法生出一个生命而哭泣
have you because you cannot bear life bore lifeThat you have grieved in your heart.
你有没有因着你的生命不能够影响别的生命而吃不下饭
Or that you have not weep, or that your life cannot influence another life that you cannot eat.
你有没有因着你，而你的朋友没有办法信主，你心中愁闷
And have your heart grieved because your friend doesn't believe in the Lord.
当我们跟弟兄姊妹在一起，我只能把道理带给人，没有办法把生命带给人，我里面会不会难过呢
Do I feel sorrowful within if I go, I'm with brothers and sisters and I cannot bring life, I can only bring knowledge.
因为一个基督徒他如果生命真的正常
Because if a Christian's life is, if it is indeed normal,
当他真的要主为着主
really want the Lord and for the Lord,
他却没有办法生
and cannot bear,
他却没有办法把生命带给人
and he cannot bring life to others,
他会从心底里面难过的
And it truly in the heart will be very, will be grieving.
他的里面真的会流泪。
Indeed, will be weeping within.
他的里面真的会在主面前吃不下饭。
And truly, before the Lord, he cannot eat.
因为他整个人太在乎这件事情。
Because that matters to him.
因为他要服侍主。
Because he wants to serve the Lord.
但他没有办法把生命给出去。
But he cannot give his life.
他好像是走在神旨意之外的一个人一样。
As if walking, that's outside the Lord's will.
好像他这个人被主弃绝了一样。
As if been forsaken by the Lord.
我们今天有多在乎我能不能生出一个生命
how much does it matter to us that we can bore life?
还是我一点都不在乎
Or do we not care at all?
哈拿的丈夫在撒母耳记第一章第八节告诉他一句话
Hannah's husband told her
有我不比十个儿子还好
Am I not greater than 10 sons?
他的感觉就是你不需要生啊
For him, you know, you do not have to
有我就够了
you have me, it's enough
有我顶十个
I'm like 10 sons.
就我们今天已经信主了。
And we have believed in the Lord.
但是在我们的心中是不是也有一样的感觉
Do we feel the same?
得着一个以利加拿就够了。
And we just need to gain this Elkanah, and that's enough.
给我一个身份就够了。
And just give me this, and it's enough.
给我在这里有一个聚会就够了。
Oh, give me a status, it's enough, and I can gather here, it's enough.
我今天追求主到这个地步已经够了。
And it's enough for me to pursue the Lord up to here.
我们能够有一个 community 彼此关心和睦就够了。
And we have a community that we care for one another, and it is enough.
我的需要被满足就够了。
And my needs are satisfied, and it is enough.
今天有信息听，有书看，就够了。
And there is messages to listen to and books to read and it is enough.
为什么要那么追求呢
Why do I need to pursue it?
为什么要那么绝对呢
And why to be so absolute?
为什么要那么摆上呢
Why to give up so much?
我们里面是不是也是这样想
Do we feel the same within?
主的确给我们有祝福
The Lord indeed blesses.
主给我们有恩典。
He indeed gives us grace.
我们感谢主，我们不能忘记这些。
We thank the Lord and we cannot forget these.
那什么时候因着我们所得到的这些东西
？But when is it because of what we have received of the Lord?
我们觉得就够了。
That we feel it is enough.
已经很好了。
It is very good.
还要走到什么样的？
How much do we need to walk?
能不能生今天已经不重要了。
It is not important anymore if I can be born.
我们在这里聚一下就好了。
You know, it's just gathering here is enough.
有了这些不比十个儿子还强吗？
Isn't it, you know, better than having 10 sons?
我虽然没有带人信主爱主，神也祝福我。
The Lord still blessed me even though I didn't bring others to Christ and I didn't cause them to love the Lord.
我虽然没有使别人得着生命，但神也听我祷告。
The Lord still answers my prayer even though I did not bring others to Him.
如果我们的生命是一个给不出去的生命。
If our life is a life that cannot give.
如果我们的生命是一个不能生出生命的生命。
If our life is one that cannot bore life.
我们只能够得着我们自己的满足。
Then we can only have our own satisfaction.
有一天我们一定会偏离正路。
And then one day we will go astray.
而有一天我们里面一定会枯干的。
And we will be wilted.
今天我们生命当中的以利加拿是什么？
And what is in our life is this Elkanah.
我们生命中的以利加拿让我们舒服，让我们安逸。
Our life is Elkanah, makes us comfortable.
让我们今天在追求主的路上停下来。
That we stop pursuing the Lord.
在我们里面告诉我，有我就够了，不比十个儿子更好吗？
That in us we say, oh, it's enough to have Elkanah, you know, it's better than the 10 sons.
让我们不能为着主所要的哭泣，吃不下饭而难过。
That we cannot be for what the Lord wants to weep and to cannot eat and also to grieve in our hearts.
到底是什么让我们今天的生命没有办法生出生命？
What is causing us that our life cannot bear life?
我想我们一定要在主面前追求成为一个能够生的人。
We have to pursue to be one that can bore life.
是一个可以把生命给出去的。
That we can give life.
是一个我得着恩典，我能够把生命给到别人身上。
That we have received grace and we can give this life to others.
这才是一个基督徒的生命。
That this is the life of a Christian.
我就交通了。
This is my sharing.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你给了我们很多的祝福。
You have given us much blessings.
主啊，愿我们的心中真的被你的爱所感动。
Lord, that indeed our hearts have been touched by your love.
主啊，我们成为一批起来要跟从你、奉献给你、要服侍你的人。
That we become a people that rise up to consecrate ourselves to you to serve you.
主啊，除去一切的拦阻，让我们在你里面冷淡。
Lord, do away with all the hindrances that causes us to be cold in you.
在你给我们还有安舒的日子。主啊，我们要起来追求你。
That the life that you give us right now, Lord, that we will rise up to pursue you.
主啊，我们都能够成为一个在你面前讨你喜悦的人。
That we can be one pleasing before your eyes.
怜悯我们。
Have mercy on us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们今天聚会就停在这。
We'll end our meeting here.